Tom Brady 7 times in the Super Bowl against this guy in his first time in the game. I think that's going to be the story.
Oh, I totally disagree. To me, the story of this game is going to be the narrative, the storyline, not the story of the game. The storyline going into the game is going to be the Patriots versus Roger Goodell. It's going to be the Patriots, all they want is for Roger Goodell to have to give a trophy to Tom Brady and to Robert Kraft, and that's all anyone's going to talk about. And somehow, the storyline will build that nobody cares about the Falcons, that Matt Ryan, under the radar, it's all about Brady, it's all about Goodell. Like yesterday, at Gillette, they started a Where is Roger chant. Where is Roger? Right? Like that happened yesterday. That's the storyline. Yeah.
The greatest, I don't understand how that whole thing works, right? They win the AFC Championship.
Yeah.
And they have Teddy Bruschi there to hand them the trophy.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
He's not a member of the league.
No.
He works for ESPN. Like, what,
he works
what
for ESPN and he works for the Patriots, I'm assuming, in some form or fashion.
Right? So, how does that even work? Like, where did he come up? Like, there was no one there from the league to give him the AFC Championship.
I asked you. We talked about this last week. If Goodell, we said it was right. It made sense that Goodell would show up in Atlanta because there's no reason for him to be in New England. And you assumed that Troy Vincent, his like second in command or whatever, would be in New England. A former Patriot, the whole deal. He wasn't. Nobody from the league wanted to be in New England yesterday.
It was the craziest thing that I see Teddy Bruschi giving the trophy to them.
Like, do you realize, you know, Tony, if the Steelers would have won that game, who would have presented the trophy, right?
No.
It would have been Joey Porter.
Joey Porter. I'll tell you, that was one of the craziest things. The other thing was Robert Kraft was so drunk.
He was wasted trying to get the crowd to chant with him.
Yeah, and Bill Belichick was shaking his head once and then realized, hold on, I'm on TV and that's the owner of the team.
You know that's exactly what Belichick's head.
It was crazy, right? The guy was hammered.
Hammered yesterday. We're gonna, and everyone's just silent. Win, silence. One, silence. More.
It was so crazy. It was so crazy to see.
So ridiculous.
The only other owner I could see doing that would have been Jerry Jones. I could have seen that with Jerry.
Jerry Jones would get so excited. He'd be so drunk. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I could see.
You could see Dan Snyder
31.
Getting drunk.
No, I couldn't see any. Belichick, not Belichick, Kraft and Jerry Jones are the only one I could see pulling off that. But the other 31 owners had to be sitting there watching and say, this effing guy, right?